there was a big difference between the East Bay group and the San Francisco group, and that was commitment to the music. Most of those guys were playing music for a living, and were constantly on the go. The East Bay people, yeah, not all of them, but a lot of them, and people like myself and most of us over on the other side were all working for a living and squeezing in music where it was possible. The East Bay was a real hotbed of four-beat jazz at that time. The San Francisco people were largely two-beat, but not always.
And it's interesting, too. I mean, you find the same players in two-beat and four-beat bands and different ensembles.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of mixing, you know.
Yeah.
There was a lot of work, a lot of places to play. And much of the time, you know, it was just pickup bands.